Ellen G. White statements related to the observance of Christmas and holiday gifts. Chapter 12. Follow Christ's example. Let us seek to faithfully represent Christ on the coming festal days by imitating his example as he went about doing good. It is impossible to enjoy the approbation of God while living for self. As Christians who profess a living faith in the near coming of the Son of Man, keeping all of God's commandments, let us make earnest efforts to draw near to God through Jesus Christ and make a covenant with him by sacrifice. In our principles of action, we must be elevated above the customs and fashions of the world. Christ came to our world to elevate the minds of men to the divine level and to bring them into sympathy with the mind of God. As every blessing we enjoy is brought to us through the condescension, humiliation, and sacrifice of Jesus Christ, we should render to him our best gifts above all, not withholding ourselves. The infinite sacrifice which Christ has made to free us from the guilt and woe of sin should work in every heart a spirit of gratitude and self-denial, which is not manifested by the world. God's gift of Christ to man filled all heaven with amazement and inspired at his birth the angelic song, "Glory to God in the highest," and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Christmas Day, precious reminder of the sacrifice made in man's behalf, should not be devoted to gluttony and self-indulgence, thus exalting the creature above the Creator. Let us, who are partakers of this great salvation, show that we have some appreciation of the gift by rendering to God our thank offerings. If we would indulge less in feasting and merriment upon these occasions, and instead make them the means of benefiting humanity, we should better meet the mind of God. It is a pleasure and gratification to exchange gifts with our friends, but are there not nobler and more glorious objects for which we may give our means and thus do good by shedding light upon the pathway of others?